I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch. Beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
There's a dude from Massachusetts who was banned from the OkCupid dating site.
What are you...
Why? I read the rules pretty thoroughly.
That's right.
So he was so pissed that he sent 9 letters to the CEO of the site. One of them that contained a suspicious white powder.
Well, you can't
see
do
why
that.
He was banned.
Yeah, exactly.
Why won't you date me? You ever sniff for that? Yeah.
Boston 25 News has the story on this guy. Let's take a listen in here.
Well, I know he does odd things, but I didn't know he did anything like that.
Mark Tuford lives right next door to Liam McLeod, the 47-year-old Beverly man. The authorities
nice
say
I do like his gargoyle.
To the CEO of the dating site OkCupid. The feds say McLeod was upset the site banned him. The first letter, postmarked September 12, 2017, contained a white powdery substance, and it read, "Greetings from Beverly. Ban me, will ya? Welcome to the wonderful world of anthrax."
Oh.
A test showed the substance in the letter was not anthrax.
Soap.
Another letter, postmarked September 21st, 2017, the feds say, contained a stain that looked like blood. It read, "Greetings from Beverly. What a bloody mess, huh? A friend of mine just found out he has AIDS. Not HIV, mind you, full-blown AIDS. You didn't by chance touch the page, did you?" Another letter,
Jesus,
dated October 6, 2017, read, "Greetings from Beverly. I'm just getting warmed up. Wait till you see what comes next. I'm telling you, I've got a whole theme park planned for you." In Beverly, where a gargoyle stands outside McLeod's apartment, the allegations stun McLeod's neighbor.
He's just a little odd, that's all.
Poor guy. Just picking up the newspaper.
Everybody's a little odd.
What do you mean he's a little odd?
Well, he doesn't act like regular people.
Yeah. See that.
The suspect is being released tonight, and he has a whole host of conditions. Among them, he has to keep going to his AA meetings, and he's being ordered to undergo a mental health evaluation. He's due back here in federal court in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Can I say again? Let me repeat the theme of the week. Don't talk to the news.
Yeah.
That's his neighbor who's now on Boston 25 News talking about how odd the guy is. Well, guess what? The guy was just released. He's back next door to you with his gargoyles and psychics.
I got a neighbor just shining my gargoyle. I watched the news. I saw what you said about me.
You know what I mean with the
just a little odd.
Oh, boy. What do you got that big knife for?
Well, I want to show you. Come here.
No.
Welcome to the party.
greetings from Beverly.
Greetings from Beverly. Anything else you'd like to say?
That's smart.
Uh-huh. But honestly, right?
Yeah.
This guy obviously has mental issues. You don't want to be on his bad side.
Yeah, the news doesn't care about you.
No, they don't.
He'll give you anthrax. He'll give you AIDS.
Yeah.
He'll give you everything.
I do wonder, though, how long the mic and the camera was in his face. You know, because at first I can see someone being like, "No, I don't want to say anything." And like, come on.
Yeah.
Just say something. That's we're the news.
Right.
We're the news. We have to get the story out. And then you're like, okay, he's a little bit odd.
Yeah.
See you later. They're like, no.
Well, it seemed like
keep burying yourself.
They kept. He was just trying to do something around his front yard, like get his mail.
Yeah.
Like maybe straighten out like an extension cord he had or something.
Yeah.
Every time the news was there.
No comment.
Yeah.
Don't know him.
And unfortunately for the crazy dude, he's got a gargoyle out front, and they just zoomed right in on it. Well, and nothing says you're insane.
Like a gargoyle on your patio?
Like a gargoyle. I have one, so I know I'm insane.
You, dude, your gargoyle isn't just sitting on, like, a coffee table or whatever the vet
thing's
on.
No, it's not.
I'm sure you have a classier gargoyle,
Chuck. I have a cool one. It's made of metal.
That's the... Yeah. His gargoyle looked like he got it at a flea market.
Yeah, he did.
No, sure.
Flea market for gargoyle.
Sure. No, no question at all. But if your neighbor is sending anthrax to OkCupid, don't talk to the news.
Okay, question. How do you get banned from OkCupid?
Harassment.
You're harassing chicks, right?
Harassing. Of course he was.
Yeah, there's no way he was just a gentleman on there.
No.
Women turned him down. He probably did the same thing.
Oh, he was probably saying stuff to them. Yeah.
Greetings. From Beverly. You want to see a really cool gargoyle?
Got one in my pants.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A ton of trippin' bitches making headlines today. Our first trippin' bitch is in Massachusetts. When a dog randomly hops up and starts humping another dog, isn't it always just innocent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With their dogs, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Their dogs.
You can't control it.
Dog gonna do what dog gonna do.
Yep.
There's a 42-year-old guy named Franklin Baxley. He was at a dog park this week in Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
One of his dogs started humping another woman's dog. So he pulled his dog off.
Yeah.
But his dog went back and was like, oh, no, look
at
that
job
ass.
To finish.
Yeah.
So the woman called the cops. She called the cops because of this. As Franklin put it, she called them on his dog for, quote, sexually assaulting her dog. That's what she said.
Dogs. I don't think half they sexually assault.
Listen, and half the time they're banging. They're not even actually banging.
No.
It's a dominance thing. Like, you'll see female dogs will try to hump a guy dog. It's just, it's weird, but it's a dominance thing.
So he started taping this whole thing. He posted the videos on Facebook. That's where these are coming from, so the audio is not the best. You can hear it, but it's a little muffled. Here's what happened. This video as well is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This is just after she gets on the phone to police. Hold on. Let me start this here so I can let you actually hear it if we can. All right. So this is the 911 call.
Calling the cops right now. Because I told you I wasn't leaving the park because my dog was humping your dog. I'm not verbally assaulting you. I told you I'm not leaving.
The Attleboro dog park.
That's inappropriate for the dog park.
No, it's not.
I know.
Dogs humping each other. She's calling the cops because my dog humped her dog. I've seen every single dog hump another dog here. And she tells me to leave, and now she's calling the cops. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, they will.
Yo, I can't wait. Yo, this is crazy. Because this, you heard of Barbecue Becky? Because this is the newest one. Right here.
989.
Let me get her plate. Let's see. So everybody know who this woman is. We can look this woman up.
No, you can't.
3ZN996.
Honestly.
Who's this one?
Honestly.
Just her friend.
You're not trying to help me.
I'm trying to tell you.
No, you're not trying to help me. I know the rules.
You're not
I'm obeying the rules. What are you talking about? I'm right here.
You can't allow your dog aggressively on top of another dog.
The dogs help each other every day, and I took him off. I know it's my opinion, but you don't call the cops.
The dogs are just playing.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You just don't call the cops.
So this is it. There's a pause, and as he goes to the next video here,
this woman's like, "Stop walking around a public. Don't run around a public park. No, I'm scared. Run away. I don't have to go where you tell me to go, lady. No, you leave the park with your dog. Take the dog."
Yeah, okay, I just got to mute it here for a second because he does drop a couple of S bombs.
Right. So watch how this plays out, guys.
Well, here's the cops now.
I have a bad feeling about this for this guy.
Yeah, I have a
bad feeling. Amazing how your voice has gone so calm.
I'm good. Doesn't seem to be a problem here, if you ask me.
Amazing how your voice has gone so calm.
I'm talking to him, not you. Look how they're talking to me. Ma'am. This has been an all kind of video for you all.
Your car's running, right? No, sir. That's actually a motor vehicle citation. I'm in the car running, so you can't leave it running. Well, I'm just letting you know, sir. All right, can you do that for me?
Yeah.
All right, which one's your dog?
Both of these two.
These two over here?
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Okay.
So, like I said, I don't know what's
going on. Yeah, she told me to leave the park because my dog assaulted her dog by humping him. That's where we're at, sir.
All right.
That's where we're at. And then I threatened her by standing next to her like this and talking to you.
Don't do that to people. That could be considered as an assault because you're interfering there, even though you didn't touch the person, but you're like one like.
Yeah, but I was just talking like I'm talking to you though, so I didn't assault anyone.
I'm gonna get some information from you.
Mm-hmm. Look how her dogs are jumping on mine. That's what she called you about.
Okay, I'm gonna speak to them off
there. This is great. Yeah. I'm gonna go turn my car on.
I asked you to leave.
And then I said no, you should leave. I said you should leave.
That's the rules.
No, it's not. Those aren't the rules.
Oh my god. I really do.
Dog park people.
You know, it's funny because like I had had a dog trainer for my dog, and when I sat down with him, first thing he said to me, he was like, "So, never, ever, ever take your dog to a dog park." I'm like, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Number one, it's just a place where trouble could happen. Number two, there's so many dogs that are just doing whatever they want to do that it takes away from the training of your own dog."
Right.
So my dog's never been to one.
When I imagine people at a dog park, it's that lady.
Yep.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She fits the whole kind of image you have in your head.
So is she upset, like, because of what type of dog was it? She thought the dog would hurt her dog? Like, what was the...
No, it was just the humping.
Yeah, the humping, but...
She thought it was sexually assault.
But it was aggressively. I heard the word aggressive in there.
Well, a lot of times humping is aggressive.
Yeah, I'm not on the side of this woman at all. I'm just trying to figure out what had happened, like why she overreacted. Because it's definitely an overreaction to something that happens all the time when you have a dog.
Yeah. Well, believe me, when I would take the Doberman to a dog park back in the day, when I would go to a dog park and a dog would be attacking him and attacking him and attacking him. And then finally he would do something back and then the whole place would go mental.
Yeah.
Because there was a crazy Doberman there.
Right.
Yeah, same thing with the pit bull.
Yeah,
I had my pit bull at the dog park. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm not even going to bother.
Because you would run into a lady probably like that who would be upset.
They see, oh my God, it's a pit bull!
Yeah.
He's bloodthirsty! He's going to attack my dog!
Yeah.
He's going to eat it!
Yeah.
No, just calm down, lady.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell the breed in that video. But
I don't know.
So people from Attleboro texting us, one knows the cop, he's a good friend of him. Someone else said, that woman frequents the dog park all the time, and she's nuttier than a squirrel turd.
Oh, boy.
Is there a follow-up as to what happened to the...
So, the police did not charge him. No charges were filed against anyone. Now, for what it's worth, Franklin is black, the woman is white. Seems like another case where a white person called the cops on a black person for an absurd reason, a lot of people are saying. Mm. Franklin himself said, quote, "If I were not black, she wouldn't have felt threatened by me talking to her and defying her orders for me to leave the park. But I wouldn't be surprised if this woman does this to just about anyone because she seems a little off."
Yeah, she definitely seems off. You can't tell someone else to leave the park. You just leave the park. You're like, okay, yeah. I don't like the scene here from my dog whatever
just
it is.
Be in charge of yourself. I don't know why.
Yeah.
She probably just needs a good hump herself. Right?
Yeah.
Well, nobody's going to hump that, dude. It's just her and her dog the rest of the time.
I see.
She probably got 19 cats at home, too.
Probably.
She's got a lot of issues.
But I feel bad for cops that have to deal with that kind of stuff. That would make me, I want to help people. I want to get into the law and justice.
Yeah.
What? Like, what'd you do today?
Your dog's humping the dog.
One time you get a call where you wish it was a shootout.
Yeah. Have to go to a dog park and break up dog humping?
Yeah. It's not like Lethal Weapon after all.
No. It's not.
Again, if you want to see the video for yourself, it is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Another tripping bitch. This one is a hot or not.
All right.
So, boys, pay attention to the details here.
Okay.
I don't know if we've ever done a pinball-related crime on the show in this decade.
It's not 1973, so it's harder.
Pinball stuff?
Pinball-related crime.
So.
Wow.
Pinball crime.
This one is, though, a 26-year-old woman named Killy Cunningham was drunk at a bowling alley in Plainfield Township, Pennsylvania, and she wanted to play some pinball.
But she wanted to play.
She wanted to play. But the pinball machine ate her money.
Oh, man.
The bowling alley eventually gave her a refund when she kept complaining, but she was so mad at that point, she beat up the machine.
Oh, I can't do that.
Bowling alley called the cops. Two cops came. She fought both of them.
You can't do that.
She's now been charged with aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and more. Her mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. But the big question here is she hot or not?
So she's at a bowling alley playing pinball and freaked out on it. I mean, is there any question that she's definitely not hot?
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, no, she's crazy.
It takes brute strength to destroy a pinball machine and take on two cops.
Yeah. I do think, though, as crazy as it seems, bowling is still a sport.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Right.
It's
bowling, though.
I know, but I don't think she wasn't there to, like, bowl a 300 game.
Right.
Was she there to even, she was there to bowl?
I don't know.
Just as he was at a bowling alley.
She was there. You know, you're there.
Drunk at a bowling alley in Plainfield, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's another clue. Pennsylvania.
Oh, geez. Okay. She's gross. I don't think she's like a big girl. There would have been, the balls would have been involved. She would have been smashing. She would have destroyed something. You know, she would have destroyed something. Nothing was destroyed, so she's crazy. She's one of those little crazy chicks.
Little crazy chick, huh?
But ugly. So a two.
Two. Andy?
I don't think we're talking behemoth. But
right.
I think she's sturdy.
You think she's like a sturdy Pennsylvanian?
Yeah. Right, like a sturdy Pennsylvanian woman of the plains.
And yeah. Number you're associating?
A four.
Oh, so Andy goes ugly two, or Andy goes sturdy four, Chuck goes ugly two.
Yes.
You're both wrong. She is a fairly attractive lady. There is her mugshot, which again, you can't really judge on a mugshot, but James tracked down her Instagram page as well. She is hot. Like she
is not what I expected.
Not at all.
I'm sorry if I threw you off there with that, but I
could
did
it
not
be
have...
that's the only thing to do in Plainfield Township,
maybe.
Pennsylvania.
Is she the hottest chick in Plainfield Township,
She's
Pennsylvania?
Gotta be, dude. She has. Look at her, you guys.
Oh my God.
Might be the hottest chick I've ever seen interested in playing pinball.
Yeah.
Look at her. Dang.
Look, I'm trying to figure out if all of this is filters.
Well, sure it is filters, some of it, but even mugshot. She's a seven in her mugshot. Yeah. You put on makeup and hair and stuff.
Wow. So she's just got that angry hot chick.
That's what
entitlement.
I mean. She's, yeah. I didn't think anyone was pretty in Pennsylvania.
Oh, stop it. It's pretty people everywhere, no matter how tiny or.
She's got an attitude. You saw what she wrote on her Instagram.
I did not.
Yeah, turn up queen, zero F's given.
Yeah, she does.
Right, like she'll fight you.
She will. She got one of those belly button rings with the dangly.
That's she's a beautiful woman. When she's done up, she's an eight or nine for sure.
Yeah.
Look at that. Not at all what you'd expect from this story.
I did not expect that.
Yeah, that went the other way. Mm-hmm. I've been wrong like the last 19 times we've done that. I keep going all in on big girl.
Have you ever just been around bowling people?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever been around guys who bowl and then they'll say, like, hey, a hot chick was at the bowling alley? And you're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And then, like, you'll see finally somewhere the person that they're talking about being hot at the bowling alley.
And it's just bowling alley
And it's
hot.
Like...
You're like, seriously?
What?
It's that thing, though, where, like, how you like could work in an office and then, like, somebody who's like a five, but because that's the only one, becomes like a seven.
Yeah, I agree.
I think bowling alley is the same kind of way. The same.
But
kind
this
of...
doesn't make any sense. Like,
no. People are giving her an 11 out of 10.
Yeah, she does not fit the mold of bowling alley, two cop fighting. pinball wizard.
God, but that means that she's not only is she really pretty, she's also a nut.
Yeah.
Which means.
Look out, dong.
Yeah.
Because here comes pinball wizard.
probably kills you. Yeah. Like every one of her boyfriends is dead.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Fun death.
They're all stabbed. They're all for sure stabbed.
Yeah. You can check her out for yourself at davidcheckthefreak.com. But
didn't see that one coming.
Mm-mm. No, what a twist.
Absolutely not. There's one more tripping bitch making headlines today. On a certain level, revenge porn is a serious concern. So I guess I kind of get the impulse to do something about it, even if it is this extreme. There's a 34-year-old woman named Jana Hocking in Australia. She says a few years ago, after a bad breakup with her boyfriend, she broke into his house to delete a nude off of his phone.
Okay.
She said, I snuck through his window while he was snoring, grabbed his phone, scrolled through his photos, found my nude, and deleted it. He didn't catch her, but when he found out, he threatened to get her arrested. But she says the risk was worth it. She said, while I don't condone breaking into someone's house, I do still stand by my decision.
I'd do anything. I'd stop at nothing.
Would you? I want to know quickly, maybe here on the Dave and Chuck line.
If I had a nude out there.
Have you gone to extremes to get your nudes away from someone? Have you done that?
I did.
1-855-954-6969. Again, 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. Have you gone to extremes to get your nudes back?
I mean, it's Australia, so there are different laws, but here you can't do anything with anybody.
That's who she is, by the way. There's one of her pictures of her that I found online.
So she's like an Australia 5.
Yeah. Anywhere else, she'd be a 10.
Right.
Yeah. Or a 9.
Yeah.
In Australia, she's a 5.
Yep. I forgot all about that picture, honestly. Yeah. 9 other 10s came here.
But when you voluntarily give someone your nude, you can't really break into their house to get it back. I mean, if they're doing something with it that's illegal, then that's a different story, I guess. You can get the authorities involved. But so, Andy, you've sent your nudes to a couple of girls, and then you break up. You can't break into their house to delete stuff off their computer.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that.
They've got it. They keep it. It's
right.
Theirs.
Nudes are forever.
Yep.
That's why you don't do it. Yeah, that's why you don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm amazed people don't realize that. It's just the age we live in, and people don't seem to care, really, if people see their naked body.
Yeah.
You know?
But
nudes are forever.
It's just not my game.
Usually you show your naked body because you kind of know it's a bit of a selling point.
Right. That's one of your things.
You know what I mean?
One of your abilities.
Right.
I'm all talk.
Yeah. You'll, like, snap a joke to him or something.
Right.
Snap a witty comment.
Right. I'm all talk and charm.
Mm-hmm.
And skill.
Someone said, I went to a guy's house, got his tablet, went to the closest place that had internet, and deleted them all and then returned it. Hard to do that.
You're running a real risk of being that's a serious crime.
I'd just call and I'd cry.
Don't show my wiener anyway.
I'm begging you, please. Because I don't have any kind of real burglary skills.
I'm a terrible, I'm as terrible a burglar as I am a nude model.
So, I'd have to cry.
Oh, no, please.
And hope.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if you're going to send, this is guys and girls, if you're going to send your nudes around, it shouldn't be willy-nilly. You should really trust a person to be like, even if stuff goes terribly wrong and you hate each other, the person's still not someone that's going to take stuff they have and post it online or something.
Right.
Mind you, here you go to jail. So thank God for that. But I mean, it's still, the damage is done, right? Like, I'd want you to go to jail, but at the same time, once your wiener's out there.
Well, I hope guys with small wieners aren't really sending a lot of nudes, you know, in the first place. I hope that's, I mean, why would you? You're not enticing anyone with your tiny little thing.
I don't know.
Make sure you keep your face out of the shot and, you know, no identifiable birthmarks. You should be okay.
Yeah. Have you sent nudes, James?
Easy now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just a...
yeah. Easy, I mean, Dave. Have you sent nudes, Dave?
I'm just asking James.
Has Amber ever asked you for nudes of your giant...
Aww. It's different for a married guy. James is still, you know, a younger dude who's not married yet.
Yeah, there's some pictures of my wiener probably floating around out there.
I've got some. But he can trust me.
There's a whole folder somewhere in Arizona on someone's computer.
Did you ever have a thought process of like, who wouldn't... We hope this person never shares them, or
yeah, because after the relationship that I was sharing a lot of that with ended, I was like, ooh, I better be careful. I piss her off. There's going to be a lot of weird stuff, but fortunately, in most of the shots, that other person's in some of them. So if she wants to make me look dumb, she's going to look just as dumb.
Right?
So.
She probably got rid of them.
Right.
This person said, I actually had my new boyfriend physically threaten my old boyfriend to delete the photos I had sent him.
How could that go wrong?
It's weird. It's a weird thing to have to worry about now in life.
This one, a guy with a small penis did actually send me multiple pictures of it. Then I got with my friends and had him send more to show them just how small it was.
Oh, God.
And then we sent him back a picture of a half-eaten gummy worm to compare. Hey, you put it out there, though. That's what I mean. You put it out there.
Yeah, but
maybe I should send more nudes. They're the gummy worm guys.
Yeah.
They're floating around. I can put like tiny little statues of liberties and stuff to make it.
Yeah. I could put maybe a chest rook.
Chest rook. Oh, man.
The greatest piece of good appeal.
Come on.
Yeah.
Rook.
Someone said they did go to their ex's house and delete everything on all their computers and phone. How many did you send?
They're flying all over the place.
People are saying guys with small wieners send nudes. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, they would. They would. Because you think someone likes you.
Yeah.
So you think you're safe.
I guess I was out of this.
You're not.
I'm out of this game for so many reasons, but one of them is like this job.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, what am I going to... Hey, guys, listen, just careful. So you know.
It's out there.
There's going to be trouble.
Well, like when you had that scare, you had that email scare where they're like, we taped you pleasuring yourself.
Right.
Like you had said, there was a couple days where you're like, man, I'm going to have to.
It was intense. It was like, I feel like it's the same level of intensity I felt during that when they show like pictures of the Situation Room. Like I was like, yeah, I'm like looking at a map.
Yeah. NASA landing on the on the surface of Mars.
Right.
All those guys waiting.
Listen to this. A listener said, we actually set off fire sprinklers with a Roman candle at my ex-boyfriend so it would destroy all of his electronics. Whoa. That's how far they went to get rid of nudes on his devices.
Another great job with that translation, Dave.
Thank you. It says woman candle, but yes, I figured out that was Roman candle.
Woman candle down.
I used a woman candle.
Hopefully they didn't have it in the cloud.
Right. That's like
which everything's in the cloud now. Right.
This one, I stole my ex's laptop and flash drive and threw them in a bonfire to get rid of my nudes and home videos we made. Yeah, it seems if you can't access the device, you just destroy it.
Yeah.
But Lisa's right. It's probably somewhere else.
It is. That's why the real thing that matters is only sharing stuff with someone that you're like, okay, even if this is awful.
You got to know what kind of person you're dealing
they're
with.
They're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This person said, I was actually surprised at how long it took me to come across pictures of myself online as a gay dude that throws nudes around like candy at a parade. I knew what I was doing and what would happen, though. So he did find them, but it took some hunting.
Wow. Throwing them around like candy.
There I am. What a weird thing.
Surprised it took 3 months.
Yeah.
And said you could fill a full art exhibit with all my dick pics.
Oh.
Good for you. You know they're out there, though.
Just don't do anything to the other person. If you, like, share photos and then you, like, do something to them, like, mean.
Well, like it
in the
is,
relationship,
right?
And then they have nude photos. Like you've got to be on your best behavior.
Yeah,
it should be very nice.
I guess that's something you just, when you're young, you don't think about it.
You don't think about it.
You know
it,
what
yeah.
I mean? Like, you're like,
just in the heat of the moment.
Everything, yeah. Everything is pure love and yes. forever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're a slut! Or whatever, you yeah. know? Oh, no! Don't you show my wiener to people, you bitch!
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. Someone said, I have kind of an opposite story. I'm above average, about 10. And my ex thought it would hurt me to send my nudes out to her friends, but the joke was on her because I ended up sleeping with 6 of them. 6!
10.
That's what happens with a 10. I want to take that thing for a ride, don't they?
10.
Yeah. I'm a bit above average.
Above average at 10.
Kind of.
You're double.
It's quite a bit above average. Yeah.
Quite You're a 2 bit. Of everyone else.
Yeah.
Kind of going with what Lisa said there. This woman said a guy I was dating, when we were breaking up, he threatened to post my nudes online. So I didn't break up and acted real nice and then said, kind of convinced him to break up with me. He ended up having no hard feelings and didn't post anything. So she had to play mind games.
Oh, that's yeah. great. Yeah, that was a good exit.
To make sure that he didn't post stuff on her. Mm.
I guess you just... The smart move is if it's almost the way Russia and the United States are with nuclear weapons. Okay? If you're going to trade...
Have one for what?
You better make sure... Like, if we're going all out... Mm. It's like, okay, you go ahead and release it, but this
we
is...
We will hit our button, too.
Yes, I have some stuff. You know, like, you bet... I can't imagine it's anything but nuclear warfare with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If I'm sending this guy, you gotta... I mean, everything's gotta be on display.
Right. One time, one of my friend's older brothers, like, older by 6 years, randomly sent me a nude of his... Erected dick. Erected.
Erected.
Yeah. I erected it.
Yes.
I instantly called my sister. He freaked out. He didn't respond. Now he's married with a kid. I also think of that dong pic when I see him post on social media. I'm scarred.
Oh. You don't want a willy nilly.
Just out of nowhere.
Mistakenly.
It's crazy to me.
Send it to people.
It is weird how a nude photo can just get burned like right into your brain, like the way you can never forget it. Like yeah. I never got like a dick pic sent to me that. It's like it's burning my brain, but working at the grocery store and cleaning up the parking lot once, I found a Polaroid of a guy's wiener, like taken from inside a car.
Wow.
And he had like a weird rope tied around it.
Old school
yeah.
selfie.
Yeah. So now sometimes, like whenever I think of that moment, that picture comes right.
You're
like, I can visualize.
It's
coming in right now.
That's just horrible. That's Jack just, sending you more.
It's actually
things.
The girl that has them. Yeah. She's like, "You're going to talk about it some more? I'm going to post them."
Yeah.
That's Chuck sending James
Fisher. Looking good.
He's like, I got some rough ones. You want to see them?
I don't like
this. His phone's going off. Yeah.
So that's Chuck, what Chuck was doing in the bathroom earlier.
Exactly.
Looking good. I'm glad you shaved the nuts.
You're welcome.
Wow. Like the mohawk on there.
Ooh, good.
Yeah, it takes
mohawk.
A while to style it.
Think twice before you send.
I use product.
Then you won't have to break into someone's house and delete stuff.
Right.
Off their devices. Mm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I remember the first time I did a story like this, it blew my mind. But now if I had a nickel for every time someone shot themselves in the cock, I'd be a rich man.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'd be a rich, rich man.
Yep. Yeah, they people are blowing them off.
It's one of the places you get shot by yourself.
A man did accidentally shoot himself in the dong in Marion, Indiana, according to the city's police department. Deputy Chief Stephen Dorsey says officers came in contact with a 46-year-old man in the emergency room shortly before 7 a.m. yesterday. The man told officers he was on a walkway when his high point 9mm handgun on his waistband without a holster began to slip. When he reached down to adjust it, it discharged.
9mm, huh?
It entered his penis and exited his scrotum.
I just picture like a donger just like
Is it bad?
Oh, it is, man.
Is it bad? Is it? I don't think I'm going to make it. Tell me about all the bits that we were going to see.
It's okay, man. I got you. Let me hold you. Let me hold you. What's left of you? Please.
Don't look at it.
No.
Can I have some more morphine?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Here you go.
You're like, where's the balls? Where are my buttons? Are the balls okay?
Oh, no. Don't worry about your friends.
I want to see.
No. Don't look.
Okay.
Don't look. Your friends are.
Everything's so cold.
Your friends didn't make it.
Oh, and you know what happens when I'm cold?
No, you're shrinking away. The life is leaving them.
A war scene.
I have some more morphine.
Saving Private Ryan music.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Dude, can you imagine if it went in my dong and out my ball sack?
It's over. Game over.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Unless you're dealing with it.
So he was just on a walkway. It began to slip. He had tried to adjust it, and that's when this all started to play out. He doesn't have a license to carry, and the case is going to be sent to the Grant prosecutor's office for review, they say.
No word on his
mouth.
That's music.
Ernest.
Your balls died that day.
Send a letter to my mom.
Every once in a while, I'll look back and think to myself, did my boner deserve it? Tell me I have a good boner.
I got a great, big, great boner.
Tell me I earned it.
You earned it. Look around you. Look at all the children you created.
Tell me I'm good in bed.
Well, you're all right.
Oh. Oh, man.
Yep, the Tom Hanks classic.
Yep.
You got a great big boner.
Chance.
Gets the job done. You're a great man.
Can they do anything about a penis with a bullet hole in it?
I think it heals up, just like anything.
Yeah.
It heals up.
As long as it didn't hit anything.
As long as it didn't take it right off.
That's the thing, if it just blew it off.
I mean, to think of mine flaccid taking a...
just a shot.
Just taking a gunshot, I mean...
Yeah. What do you think?
According to the news report, it entered his penis and exited his scrotum, so it went right through.
Well, where it goes in is the part that is in the best shape. Where it comes out is the part that's just...
obliterated.
It opens a giant hole through it, so...
What a day.
It's more than just a day.
I just have to look at like a 9mm ballistics gel footage.
See what it does.
To know what happens to your guy.
Yeah. Because if it went in wiener, out balls.
We've talked about cutting yourself down there and the blood that comes out. I can't imagine
my
sack's blown open. The blood that would then be pouring forth from my genitals.
I think you have a really good chance of dying.
Bleeding out from that?
Oh, I think you do. Oh, I think you have a really good chance of dying.
Do you need like a dong tourniquet, a ball tourniquet?
Yeah, I don't know how you stop the bleeding there, really. Pressure. I'd have to put my hand on
you'd
it,
You'd have
Dave.
To hold my ball sack. Real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would have to apply pressure, right?
Would.
Yeah.
You've got the little piece there.
Just squeeze them. Tiny little thing.
All the way to the hospital, you'd have to hold me tight. Not a buddy would do that for you. You'd do that.
A wiener cried like Giovanni Ribisi.
It'd be tough. That'd be one of those tough injuries to react to. You know, like I don't want to react to anyone's injury, like a broken leg or a broken arm. But man, that
I couldn't be there for.
Oh,
if I came in here and Chuck had blown his dong off, I don't know.
I'm like, help!
I don't know how I would react.
Help!
Chuck, there's nothing we can.
I just.
That's why you can't get that red redemption.
Exactly. The gun you want.
Gun.
Don't get it, Chuck. You'll blow yourself to bits.
No, I need
a shooter.
Yeah.
I need to get bullets.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't even. Don't, my don't bullets do it. Bullets would be in another state.
Can't we just get? We'll get you.
You know, Chuck Buck, that's what would happen.
That's Chuck Buck. Chuck Buck is he'd blow his dong off.
Yep.
Exactly. I wouldn't put bullets in it.
The one thing he has left to live for would be gone.
That's barely even a reason to live. I can't imagine, though, like a six-shooter bullet. That's it.
I mean, it's one and done,
that's
right?
That's it. My only chance is to be shot with a 22.
Yeah, there'd be no saving Chuck's privates.
Saving nope. Chuck's privates.
Connor's with us from Boston. Connor, you had something you wanted to share about this. Talking about a guy who shot himself right in the dong through his balls.
Yeah, so when you get your balls blown off or ripped off, it takes 7 minutes to bleed out.
7 minutes?
7 minutes you
how,
have.
How have you done this ball math?
Hi. Yeah, anyway. Hi, you learned in high school, Dave.
Yeah.
Let's not worry anymore.
I love
that. Let's not worry about it.
So, in high school, they tell you how long it takes to bleed out if you blow your balls off?
I think he just learned it.
He learned it along the way. Someone said something. Yeah, I learned it along the way.
It's probably health class. They talk about bleeding out or something. And then like, some kid was like, what happens if you bleed out of your balls, teacher?
Yeah.
I'm like, you die in 7 minutes.
I'll tell you this. Dave dies before me.
Why?
Because you got more area to bleed.
I don't know, man. You talk about those big balls. Thing off.
Well.
You always talk about your big balls. It's a bigger area for blood to flow.
Yeah, that's true.
You do always talk about that.
Dave's blood flows in the dong. Yours is in your balls.
I bet his dong, though, that's where the blood is. You know what I mean? That's what fills up. Your balls don't fill up. I wish they did, but they got nothing to do with anything. I also feel like the sack, you could just tie it off easy.
Yeah.
And stop the bleeding there.
I almost feel like my sack could bounce a bullet back like a trampoline.
Oh, man.
You guys have amazing sacks, then.
Yeah.
My sack's impressive.
Just watch yourself, guys. Be careful with your guns. You don't want to blow your package off.
I don't understand the guys who put it down the front of their pants.
That's very scary.
Where the with bullets in it pointing at their junk.
Very stupid.
That's crazy.
Unbelievably stupid.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.